Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Which two-star pitchers are we looking at for week 6? Find out next on Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. Welcome into FBT in 5 on Friday, April 26th. I am Frank Stanfield, joined by Scott White. And let's start things off with fringy two-star pitchers. What do we do for next week? Garrett Crochet up against the Twins and at the Cardinals. Start or sit?
Boy, bad timing for a two-star week coming off a rough three-start stretch that caused a lot of people to question their feelings about Garrett Crochet, as impressive as he was in his to begin the year. But man, those are good matchups, Twins Cardinals, and there's two of them. And the upside for Garrett Crochet in a week like that is huge. 50 plus points, 15 to 20 strikeouts. It's on the table, and you'd hate to pass that up because you were playing scared. So I think you got to run him out there. If it was a one-star week, then I'd be fine sitting him. But the upside in a two-star week is just too much, especially given how good those matchups are.
What about Luis Severino home against the Cubs and at the Rays?
Yeah, I'm not impressed by what Severino's doing overall, but he's been stable and those matchups are okay. So I think he's worth starting.
Dean Kramer is home against the Yankees and at the Reds.
So things could go really bad for Kramer. They can also go really good. In points leagues, I'd be okay doing this just because two bites at the apple, you hope one of those starts turns out well. But in categories leagues, I'd probably be protecting my ERA and WHIP and steer clear.
Javier Assad is at the Mets and home against the Brewers.
I think I'd do that in a points league. He's been reliable. I don't think, I do think he's performed over his head, but those matchups are decent two starts in a points league. Probably worth doing.
I know this pitcher has been quite bad, but these matchups, Steven Matz at the Tigers and home against the White Sox.
Yeah, and the White Sox are by far the worst offense in baseball, so maybe you just start anybody against them. But I can't do it. Steven Matz has been so bad.
Start anybody except for Steven Matz against the White Sox.
I'm not ready to say start anybody, I guess is what it comes down to. We may get to that point with the White Sox, but I'm not ready to go there considering Steven Matz hasn't really given us a good start yet this year.
All right, who are the two-star pitchers that you actually like to add and stream for next week?
So John Gray is my favorite. His last four appearances, three of them starts. His slider has played well. His whiffs are way up. He has a 1.56 ERA in Washington, Kansas City. Those are two good matchups. I know Kansas City ranks high in runs scored, but they're coming back down to earth. Sean Manaea, his last couple starts have been kind of shaky, but I do think there's been legitimate improvement with some of the changes he made to his arsenal to help a drive line this offseason. Cubs, Rays, middling matchups, but there's two of them. So I think Manaea is a fine play. Trevor Rogers hasn't been that impressive, but the starts have been okay by and large, and the matchups here are very good. Washington and Oakland. Yariel Rodriguez gets the Royals and Nationals. Like, those matchups has yet to go the five innings required for a win, but should give you a nice strikeout total as long as he actually does make two starts. And then Bailey Falter, this might be the most interesting one of all. I am willing to test the theory that some offenses are just so bad this year that even a bad pitcher is a quality play against them. Falter, unlike Steven Matz, has actually been decent so far. I don't really believe in it, and I think it's he's going to come crashing back down to earth. But at Oakland versus Colorado, matchups, a two-star slate doesn't get much better than that. And I think you rolled the dice on Bailey Falter, considering.
All right, some single-star streamers you could consider. Edward Cabrera is home against the Rockies. Jack Flaherty in a revenge game against the Cardinals. Lance Lynn in a revenge game against the White Sox. Reese Olson is up against the Cardinals. And Eric Fetty is also at the Cardinals next week. The best hitter matchups for week six, the Marlins, Cubs, Pirates, A's, and Rangers. The worst hitter matchups, Red Sox, Angels, Braves, Mariners, and Astros. Scott, who are your sleeper hitters for week six?
So Nate Lowe is my favorite just because I think he's, well, mainly because I think he's undervalued, only 65% rostered, but also the Rangers have the fifth best hitter matchups this week, as you pointed out. I like Edward Julian this week with only one left-hander on the schedule for the Twins. Of course, he's coming off a two-homer game Thursday. I like, also because of the lack of lefties on the schedule, I like Jock Peterson, who only starts against righties. I like Will Benson and Jake Fraley of the Reds. Neither the Diamondbacks nor the Reds are facing a single left-hander this week, so they should play a lot. And normally when they play that much, the production looks pretty good. I like Jesse Winker and Luis Garcia from the Nationals. They weren't among the teams with the five best. They weren't among the five best hitter matchups, the Nationals, but seven games on the schedule and the matchups are decent enough. I think Garcia and Winker are just undervalued to begin with the way they perform so far. Mark Canna has been hot lately, and I do like the Tigers matchups, even though they didn't quite crack the top five. The Marlins, who are number one, Brian De La Cruz is about the only name I could recommend from that lineup, though. And then finally, Brent Rooker has been on a bit of a power binge lately, and the Athletics have the fourth best hitter matchups.
All right. For more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to the Fantasy Baseball Today podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or anywhere else podcasts are found. Thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5, and we will be back again tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Jeremy Renner returns to Paramount Plus for a brand new season of the original hit series, Mayor of Kingstown.
My job is to create a balance, avoid a war.
From executive producer Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone.
There's some new players in town, and they brought the flag.
And Antoine Fuqua, director of Training Day.
I know it's always been a war zone, Mike, but this is next level.
The mayor is back in business.
Are you warning me?
You're going to find out.
Mayor of Kingstown, new season streaming June 2nd, exclusively on Paramount Plus.